The Berkshires are a magical place. Bucolic and serene, the foggy mountains and easy tempo seem impossibly removed from the bustle of Boston or New York. And as suits such a beautiful place, the Berkshires are teeming with the arts. From Tanglewood to Jacob's Pillow, Shakespeare and Company to Mass Mocha, there is truly something for everyone. But up until 3 years ago, something big was also missing.
You know, there's everything. There's dance, there's classical, there's Shakespeare, there's everything in between, and there was not opera in what is the most culturally rich place in the world, as far as I'm concerned, in the summer.
That's Jonathan Loy, co-founder of the Berkshire Opera Festival. For Jonathan, who during the year is a guest stage director at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, it was a no-brainer to bring fully staged opera back to the Berkshires. That there was none was a crime. And he and fellow founder conductor Brian Garman had always wanted to run their own festival. So in 2014, the stars aligned for the two to start pursuing that dream.
Brian was moving back from Seattle from being the music and artistic director of the Young Artist Program there.
Contract negotiations at the Met were going south.
And I said, this might be a good time for us to explore doing something else. So I brought him to the Berkshires. He'd never been here. And as one does, he fell in love with it immediately. And I said, okay, do you want to do this? This was 2014. We came to the Berkshires and we decided to found the company.
For the time being, the Berkshire Opera Festival is making sure not to bite off more than they can chew, presenting 1 3-show main stage production of Verdi's Rigoletto and 1 free recital titled Meet Joe Green. But don't let the relative modesty of this young festival fool you. Jonathan and Brian are uniquely situated in their day jobs to bring some extremely high-end musicians to the Berkshires for their festival.
We have, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest singers in the world coming here to the Berkshires. Maria Valdez, who's singing Gilda, is having a major career now. She just sang Gilda at San Francisco Opera. Jonathan Tettelman, also the Duke, having the brink of a major career. So we're very lucky to have him now before we can't afford him anymore. Sebastian Catana is one of the handful of true Verdi baritones singing in the world today. It's very specialized, and really, maybe I can name 5 people off the top of my head, maybe, that really can sing that way. And Sebastian is one of them. He's sought after all over the world. Maya Lachiani is gorgeous Israeli mezzo. I work with her at the Met, and we've done other things together. This is luxury casting for Maddalena, because Maddalena, there's no small roles, but Maddalena is a smaller role. We really only see her in the third act. So to have someone like Maya is like the greatest thing in the whole world. Joe Baron is Spada Fucile, young, incredible bass. I just worked with him at the Met also. Montarone is John Cheek, one of the most famous basses in the world, who happens to live here in the Berkshires. We have a great relationship with him, and we're so lucky to have him join us.
The opera that the Berkshire Opera Festival has chosen to do this year is a powerful one, Verdi's Rigoletto. And though written in 1851, it is an opera that is poignantly in tune with conversations happening today.
So Rigoletto, we're dealing with abuse of women, male power, rape, murder. The stories carry an unbelievable weight to them. And as a stage director, feel a lot of, I need to communicate in this day and age, this hashtag Me Too time, what Rigoletto is about, you know, and it's so relevant to today's audience, young and old. I think everyone would relate to what's going on.
Despite the parallels to conversations happening nationally today, Jonathan says his production will essentially be traditional, set in 16th century Italy.
And when I say traditional, I mean that I'm being 100% true to the text. It's not being updated. And then what we've done is Charles Kane, the costume designer, and I have decided that basically that this is a black and white production. Our costumes are being built from scratch, all black and white, so that the women, and there are very few women in the show, which makes it even more impactful. They're all white on white brocade. The chorus men are all black on black velvet brocade. And the male principals are basically 50 Shades of Grey. I've added dance to this. I have 2 principal dancers, a male and a female. And what I want that to represent, the male dancer is kind of an incarnation of the Duke and every man in its worst possible way. And you'll see that play out from the beginning of the prelude through the very end. And the female dancer is every woman.
And what does he hope the audience gets from the performance?
That's a hard question, but without being trite, I want to say that when I create my productions, the most important thing to me is that I put something that is aesthetically beautiful on the stage. I want the audience to come and sit down and escape from reality. And even though we're dealing with things that are really devastating, the music is so beautiful. I want the audience to sit down, watch what goes on, have these amazing voices sweep over them, look at the stage, and they should take away whatever they want to take away from it, whatever it means to them. But for them to have a beautiful out-of-body experience for, 2.5 hours.
The Berkshire Opera Festival's production of Verdi's Rigoletto runs August 25th, 1 p.m.
So you can go both to Rigoletto and to Tanglewood Gala in the same day.
And August 28th and 31st at 7:30 p.m., all at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield.
And also, honestly, come to the free concert on August 15th, 7:30 p.m., St. James Place in Great Barrington. Again, everything's on the website, but you do have to reserve your tickets for the free concert.
For more information on tickets and the Berkshire Opera Festival, visit berkshireoperafestival.org.